Banshee simply means the woman, fairy. She is sort of translation to English as fairy.
Oh, the Banshee was in it, all right. Tristan Boyce, all in Boyce, coming up here. And she'd come in the night and keen that it's called, you know.
She's supposed to look like, as it's a woman, all in white, long white robes flowing in the wind, no physical form, long hair down to her knees, which just blows in the wind. She's not supposed to have any actual facial features, you're not supposed to be able to define that now.
Well, the Banshee we have that night anyway, you know, yelling like a cat.
I had the Banshee one night, I was healing me own, it's 14 years of age. And the following night a neighbour of mine clashed, and then during that night didn't he pass that? That's all I was to tell you, like. I just heard the Banshee crying, that's all. And that was more to, I just heard the person crying down there. In the night, that night. And it wasn't a human. But that was more to tell you, like. I shall have put out to the Banshee. I mean, the following evening the chap crashed, and he passed on then during that night. So I think there must be something in that, isn't there? I don't know. Do you? Well, sure, what would she help me for? What's she going to help me for? A woman that passed on me generations before that, I don't know. She must have some contact with the next world. A person that knows another person is passing on. So now, where do you go from here?
I actually thought somebody must have been literally tying a cat up and strangled or something. But I went out onto the window with my lump of turf, and there was nobody there, nothing there, but you could hear this wail, and suddenly my hair began to stand up. I thought, Jesus Christ, that's really strange. I did the best thing, which is to get onto the bed, cover my head, and try to block it out, you know. But the next morning, anyway, I got up, and there was a bang on my door, which was coming from up the stairs, to tell me that Frank had died. And I said, how do you know that? And she said, oh, I know it, poor Frank is dead, he's after dying. Now, Frank lived in New York, we were living in Dublin, you know. And 3 days later, a telegram arrived to say Frank had died at that particular point in time. You know? So since then, I've thought that was definitely a Banshee. That's the only time I've ever heard that thing like that in my life. But don't ask me to explain it. No idea.
Apparently, when he was getting the tea, and he was getting it, I suppose, well, he shouldn't be getting it, maybe, but he heard the Banshee. And he dropped everything and ran home, and he was as white as a sheet, and he was frightened out of his life. And he got an awful fright. But, like, and somebody in the area, somebody belonging to him, had died on the night, now, as it so happened. Now, believe it or not, it could be anything. My two aunts, they saw her. You know, they're cutting cabbage, she said, in the yard or something, summer's evening. And she came along and passed him by. And she came in her hair. She took no notice that they didn't take no notice.
They used to believe long ago that, all right, you know. Yeah. When a person would be passing on, yeah, she was supposed to be sitting there, combing her hair, and crying out.
It's a very consoling belief. It's a very nice one, very consoling. It's feminine. It's the idea that it's one of your ancestors, that somebody has come to take you away, that somebody is imaginations and conceptions of the other world. It's the land of women. It's the land of the dead.
All people long ago, you know, they had all them stories and everything, you know, but today every road is all busy with cars and everything. They must have killed them all.
That's why I say, you know, the tragedy is that thousands and thousands of these stories have been lost just because the old people haven't been got in time.
They'll have an interest in it, you know what I mean? It's folklore, it's interesting, you know what I mean? Not many people my age do it, but it's fun, you know what I mean?
Mother Gaze.